The next generation of KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio
Show. Let's take a look at the pros and cons of throwing a Memorial Day barbecue. Ooh. Here we go. Pro, it's a 3-day weekend. Con, and a 4-day hangover. Drink responsibly.
Watch out.
Pro, your entire family and all of your neighbors are coming over. Con, asking Donald Trump to build a wall around your backyard.
What are you gonna do?
You gotta do it, Yeah. Pro, you made sure to have plenty of vegetarian options. Con, like buns and napkins. Pro, 38 million people are expected to travel this weekend. Con, and they're all standing in front of you on the TSA security line.
That's not good.
Pro, every year there's that one neighbor that sticks around way too long, even though it's obvious they should leave. Con, this year it's Bernie Sanders. Well, I mean, let's just...
1%.
Fire up the grill, I'll be here till November.
I'm gonna throw this grill.
Pro, opening the pool for the first time all year. Con, finding out what happened to the neighbor's cat.
Oh, well, that's... Nine lives.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Finally, pro, throwing all your plans out the window and just kind of winging it. Con, as Brazil calls that, hosting the Summer Olympics. There you go.
Wah, wah. And then did you hear what Stephen Colbert was joking about last night about the VA secretary making that comment about waiting in line, comparing that to VA hospitals, to waiting in line at Disneyland? Yikes.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Bob McDonald tried to justify the long waits at the VA hospitals by saying, quote, "When you go to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line? What's important is what your satisfaction with the experience." That is goofy. I think it is outrageous. You can't compare how we treat veterans to Disney. For one thing, Disney characters get a parade. What Bob McDonald said, still waiting. It's coming, veterans. I'm sure it's coming. But what McDonald said was extremely dopey, and he should feel bashful about it, because it made a lot of people grumpy, because when our veterans are feeling sneezy or sleepy, they would be happy if they could just see a doc.
Yeah, so he should be the second guy to step down from his post this week, following the TSA secretary, advisor, boss, man, whatever, for all those TSA lines. How can you make a comment about that?
So insensitive.
Yes. About veterans.
And first of all, Disney's the happiest place on earth. I don't know about the VA hospital.
I don't think so. Take care of those vets. All right. So, let me see what I want to talk about. Yes. The Biggest Loser. You're going to love this. The producers of The Biggest Loser are denying a report that they force contestants to take weight loss pills along with Adderall and energy pills containing ephedrine, which has been banned in all dietary supplements since 2004. They said contestants are told at the start there's zero tolerance for any weight loss drugs, and we prohibit any use of illegal substances. In addition, that means other rules and procedures of the show are designated to ensure safety. And the show's trainer, Bob Harper, called the allegations absolutely false. You know what? This reminds me. Let me see. Again, I'm digging. Because this woman is suing. It's really crazy. She's suing them because she got fat. Oh, here it is. You should see my collection of papers in here, people.
Yes, it's impressive.
Daddy recycles. It's a good idea. So that's nice. By the way, a recent study spent 6 years tracking 14 former Biggest Loser contestants and found that all but one of them gained the weight back after time on the show because the way it changes their metabolism, which makes sense, right? So here's this woman. It's a big fat lawsuit, pun intended. Former Biggest Loser contestant Suzanne Mendoza says, and this is according to NewYorkDailyNews.com, that she plans to sue the show that ruined her, leaving her overweight and broke, according to TMZ. They discarded us like yesterday's trash. They need to be responsible for this bull blank, she said. Now she wants to file a class action lawsuit along with other contestants who were harmed by the weight loss reality show. A lot of backlash on this. After The Biggest Loser was done, I gained back about 150 pounds, she admitted. During production, she claimed contestants were told not to drink for hours before weigh-ins. We would only eat 800 calories a day, and we would actually work out for 8 hours a day. And if you were me, well, I vomited every day, and they didn't see a problem with that. Insiders told the gossip site that Mendoza was just a malcontent, but the unhappy contestant placed all the blame squarely on the show. The reason why I gained my weight back is, 100% The Biggest Loser. There's no question about it. The Biggest Losers became the biggest gainers, but don't lose hope. There's research that just came out, and it's very disturbing because, according to this new research, just what I just told you, it ruined our metabolic rate. So those are the grounds, I suppose, allegedly, of this lawsuit. You screwed up my metabolic rate. Now, do you think these people who went on The Biggest Loser should be able to sue The Biggest Loser and the production company?
Absolutely. I think every lawyer has the right to get rich off of the people who are complaining about it now, even though they already signed waivers and
releases.
Yep. They have every right to make a lawyer rich.
That boat won't float. 808-0810, 415-808-0810. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, yeah. I do believe that they put them through this. I do believe that they were not taking weight loss drugs. I mean, you know, it's a network show. They wouldn't put up with any of those shenanigans because, God forbid, somebody was taking ephedrine and they'd have a heart attack on the show. I mean, if you've watched the show before, when they're climbing, they're running the steps of a stadium or something. I can't watch it because, you know, I keep thinking heart attack.
I've got to believe that they say you should not take ephedrine. These are the guidelines with the implicit or tacit understanding that if you want to drastically lose weight, this is how we do it. Do not do X, Y, Z. But if you want to lose weight,
well,
do X, Y, Z.
You don't wear a garbage bag and sweat it off by running, 20 laps around the field.
It's not a good look anyway.
In the 90-degree sun. So anyway, she back in January, Mendoza slammed the show in an interview with Entertainment Tonight, claiming she ate baby food and wore garbage bags to lose weight more quickly. Not everyone agreed with her, though. Olivia Ward, who won the show's 11th season, said she didn't have access to any of those things on her season. Michael says Biggest Loser made her look cruel. Everybody that's on The Biggest Loser is an adult. You are given a calorie count. Mine was 1304. I was given that from a doctor, and I adhered to that because that's the medical advice and direction that I was given. And that's the way it works. So you're going to get to suing? I just don't think this is going to work. I think it's horrible.
America.
So you gained it back. Yes, because you weren't working out 8 hours a day. What did you think would happen when the show was over?
Right. And then she's also suing.
What did you think would happen?
Because she's broke? How did they bankrupt her? Or what did, I don't get that.
Oh, it ruined her, because it's ruined her metabolic rate, I suppose.
But
I understand what you're saying. It ruined her life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How did that ruin
your life?
Your life
was perfect before, I'm sure.
Yeah. 808-415 outside the bay is the area code. 808-0810. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Dance with Stars, anybody? Well, the finale was last night. Let's see who won.
Niall and PETA, Paige and Mark, the winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Right now.
This is such an amazing feeling. This whole thing has been so incredible because of this man. I owe everything to him. He is just incredible.
Congratulations.
All right,
here you go. Let's give him a trophy now.
Now, I never know who any of these stars are because I don't know who they dance with, but most of them are stars. Anyway, so I just looked up this Nile guy.
Peta Murgatroyd. I love her name. Sorry. I just
Nile DeMarco is actually an American model, actor, and deaf activist. DeMarco was the first deaf contestant and also the very first deaf winner of CW's America's Next Top Model. So he was deaf.
I had no idea.
And he pranced his way to the top.
He did a very good job of it. I'm impressed.
Do you watch?
No.
Do you dance with stars?
I don't.
You should.
I know.
No, you don't have to.
No, I love dancing. I study dance. It's like ice skating, which I also did, but it's not with ice. So I would love it, technically.
What?
I would love it.
You ice skate without ice?
It's called Dancing with the Stars. All the sequins.
This doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Okay. People who watch it get it.
Did you take the story home that I gave you last night about the kitty licky brush to show your mother?
No. I told her about it today, though.
Did you? Does she want to know? But does she want a licky brush?
No.
Mm-mm. By the way, if you didn't join us last night, you have an excuse. I wasn't on.
Monday night.
Yes, they have now up for cats. Did you ever take a look at your cat and you're sitting there, your cat's licking itself, and did you ever think to yourself, man,
mm-mm,
I wish I could get in on some of that action. Well, now you can, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the Licky Brush. That's right, everybody. Yes, this device fits into your mouth, and on the end is a brush. It's sanitary, and it'll fit just perfectly into your mouth, and then you get to licking your pussycat. Lick, lick, lick. Oh, pussycat, I lick you. I lick. Oh, okay.
It's like a pacifier and a brush mated.
Oh my God, on Monday when I was on the air, I was like against Ron Owen's microphone. And then a hairball came up.
You know, if that man comes down with a cold,
I know,
you'll feel
Ron,
awful.
I just saw Ron in the hall yesterday when I was here to do my podcast. I love Ron Owen. And he likes me, and that's a good thing when you work here. Okay. I want to get on his wrong side. No, I've always loved Ron. Well, you know, I have to tell you, he's the inspiration why I work here.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I started in 1984 at KSJO, the rock station, when I was 21, and I thought, if it's just someday, this is on my bucket list even back then. Someday I shall work on the same radio station as Ron Owens. So,
aww.
God bless Ron.
And he is a pussycat, isn't he?
He is. He's so dear. Yeah, he's just such a gentleman. I just adore Ron Owens. So, anyway.
Checked off.
Checked off. All right. I want to play this for you because I probably played it for you Monday, but I love it so much. It's so funny. And if you have not heard it, you just need to. And if you did hear it again, if you heard it on Monday, you need to hear it again just so you can laugh. All right? Because we all need to laugh. So this woman in Texas blew up on Facebook over the weekend because she live streamed herself going to a Kohl's department store to get a Chewbacca mask. Now, the way this mask works is, and by the way, it was live streamed, and it has now almost 200 million views. It's the most watched live stream ever on Facebook. So here's the setup. So it's a wig. You get it out of the box, and then around your cheekbones, it's molded plastic. But when your jaw moves, it creates the electronic sound, you know, just feel your jaw moving up and down. So it recognizes that, and it does the Chewbacca, whatever that is, roar, whatever Chewbacca, roar, whatever he does. So listen to her having fun with this.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask. Here, listen.
Happy.
every penny.
It all makes me laugh so hard I almost want to cry when I hear it every time. Oh, my God. That is just fantastic.
Such a happy Chewbacca.
I know, right? And it's just what I said Monday night. See, it's just the simplest little stupid things that are so damn funny. Oh, God. I gotta love it. Let me see here. Oh, well, I want to talk about, I think we'll take a break here before we get to the Captain America Needs a Boyfriend.
Hmm.
Or I can lay this one on you first. Oh, it's wine o'clock. We didn't get to that.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Wine Appreciation Day?
Right. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I feel like it would be professional of me to honor that right now. Just glug some. No?
Oh, to have some wine?
Yeah.
Well, sure, if you had some vino here, why not? We should have that in here. I mean, you know, we are in the Bay. We should have...
World's best wine.
You know what? I mean, we don't have KSJO anymore. We ought to turn that into a wine cellar.
Call it, you know, K-Grape or something.
Yes, K-Grape. It doesn't need a transmitter. It just does what it's supposed to. Wouldn't that be fun? All right. So when we come back, we'll get to the boyfriend thing and life's choices and... the more attractive you are, the better. Oh, and surprising facts about Wine Day. It's National Wine Day. So you do have an excuse, people. We'll be continuing with the Drex Radio Show in just a moment. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Gray. He's back. This is Freddy Krueger, right? I mean, do I have this right? Halloween's coming back.
Halloween in May?
John Carpenter wrote and directed the original Halloween in 1972, and then he wrote and produced Halloween 2. By the third movie, he was just a producer, and after that, his involvement was basically just being handed a check by every time someone wanted to make another Halloween movie. This is what I'm thinking. All right, thank you. I've had... Never seen any of them because I'm not into the slasher scene. It's not my bag. All right. Anyway, there's a new Halloween in the works with Carpenter as the executive producer and creative consultant, and he says he wants to make it, quote, the scariest of them all. He might also compose the music like he did for the original. What do I have here? John Carpenter played the Halloween theme live for the first time ever in Los Angeles on Friday night. Let's hear what that sounds like.
I direct horror movies. Yeah. I love horror movies. Yeah. Horror movies will live forever.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That is scary. No word yet who will be involved, but Jamie Lee Curtis seemed pretty adamant about being done with the franchise after she was killed off in Halloween Resurrection in 2002. All right, thanks. Thank you.
Oh.
There aren't any plot details.
Were there ever?
That's funny. Does there need to be one?
Huh. No plot details. I think I've seen that movie.
Yes.
No plot details, the sequel.
Right. There have been 10 Halloween movies, although Halloween 3 Season of the Witch had nothing to do with the rest of them. He just got a check, I guess. So technically, this is the life. You make one film and then you just say, yeah, you know, just send me a check.
We got to get on that film,
Send
Drex.
Me a check.
We got to do the Drex story.
Oh, something. My God, yes.
Something you
well,
can
that's
cash
a movie.
In on.
That's a movie. Everybody tells me I should be writing.
Is it a horror movie?
I've been. A series of unfortunate incidents. Let's just call it that. All right. There have been 10 Halloween movies, although Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, had nothing to do with the rest of them. So technically there have been 9 movies about the unstoppable mask killer Michael Myers. I said Freddy Krueger. I screwed that up.
Yeah, that's...
See, this is... I don't know.
I don't know my Freddy Krueger from my Halloween.
That's 7 in the original storyline, then Rob Zombie's crappy remake in 2007 and its sequel in 2009. Wow that. Enough. Okay. Where's my gay story?
As in a happy story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
There's already been a social media campaign to get Elsa from Frozen a girlfriend. Did anybody hear that?
Do we really have to sexualize everything that Disney
does? I know, really.
I'm getting a little tired of that.
I don't like that one. No.
I mean, Elsa's hot. I mean, I could have a chick crush on her. But do we have to? These are just kids, you know, come on.
I agree with you. We don't have to sexualize a children's movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now, however, Captain America Civil War and Captain America himself, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, it's not just for children, is it?
No.
And obviously,
now the captain has already had some female love interests, and in the new Captain America Civil War, they're obviously setting something up between him and Secret Agent Sharon Carter. But that hasn't stopped the hashtag Give Captain America a Boyfriend from picking up traction. Give Captain America a Boyfriend. Just because he has a girlfriend doesn't mean he can't have a boyfriend. Women for love, guys for sex.
I'm actually looking up this Give Captain America a Boyfriend hashtag. Let's see. It's on Twitter.
That went
enough.
Right over everybody's head. That was really nasty, wasn't it?
I'm going to pretend like I didn't get it.
Right, okay. But a lot of people are pointing out that the captain already pretty much has that boyfriend, Bucky Barnes. He's the Winter Soldier. Okay.
I know nothing from comic books. Illustrated.
America. He has a shield, so he's safe.
So it's safe, right?
Yes, it would be safe sex.
But Bucky Barnes. Sorry. I know. Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes.
What's. Sorry.
Stop.
Bucky Barnes.
Or I'll play the Chewbacca again.
Do, do, do.
Yeah. I mean, in Civil War, he pretty much went to war with the United States and 116 other countries, not to mention half the superhero community over the guy, right? And one person noted, well, Captain America basically held down a helicopter to keep Bucky from leaving. So there could be something to this. Oh. Why not? You know, the whole community of Marvel and DC and those people who love these superhero movies, these superpower movies, superhero movies, they've been Buckying for a long time, Bucky Barnesing for a long time.
Well, it looks like...
Give the peeps what they want.
GLAAD, GLAAD, has spoken up, and they are fully in support of this initiative.
Well, bring it on. He's a good looking
dude.
Time.
It is time for a superhero to be.
Well, I mean, what is he going to do? I mean, you know,
although
have to work it into the plot, right?
Such pushback because it's Captain America. You know, America.
Which bathroom are they going to play that in at the theaters in North Carolina?
not my red blooded.
Can you imagine?
My Captain America.
Uh, 50% of women want to get it on with their husbands more often. How about that? Remember when you were younger, guys, and you'd do anything to have sex with a woman? Well, this is how far you've fallen.
Well, how do the husbands feel about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. This is from Female First. According to a new survey, 57% of women who have been married for at least 5 years say they're unhappy with how often they get it on with their husbands. And 2/3 aren't impressed with the effort you put into it when you're actually finally doing it. So what do they want? 50% of all women want it at least from you 2 times a month. 27% only want it once a month. They're okay with that. 10% say they want it 3 times in a month. And 5% said they would like it at least twice a week.
This is what the wives want?
Yes, this is what the wives want. In other words, unless you've got one of those one out of 20 women who just want it all the time, it should be really easy to satisfy your wife with just some basic effort. Yeah, well, you know, I think that changes as you get older. Just as women go through menopause, I think men go through manopause.
A good friend of mine from college was saying about how aging is so different. And he's like, oh, yeah, now, you know,
the testosterone level drops.
Yeah, he's like, you know, yeah. I hit what? He probably hit 35, 37. He's like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm like, no, you're kidding. Well, this is not the little horn dog that I went to school with. He's like, nap sounded pretty good right now. I'm like, oh, my gosh, things do change.
I mean, I have a very good friend who would not like Captain America having a boyfriend. I can tell you that. You know, he just recently hit 50, and he's just not, he's like, I love her very much, and we love each other very much, and we do it every once in a while, but it's just, you know.
Hey, it's supposed to not be the way it was when you're 16 for a reason, or 18, or 19, or 25, or whatever.
Yes, you couldn't
to be bunny rabbits in the bunny rabbit years.
Oh, yes, you couldn't put that thing down.
Sounds like a remote control. Oh.
That's what it was. That was a joystick. And boy, was it a joy.
Woo!
Woo!
Up, up, down. What is a cheat code?
Sassification.
Up, up, down, down, right, left. What is the code?
By the way, that really does work.
I don't know if we wanted to know that, but confessions on Drex. It's the Drex special here, folks.
I'm just going back to like 16, 17.
So the year of our Lord, 1617, how old are you, Dex?
51. But I can remember back that far. Yeah, I mean, you didn't know what to do with it because it wouldn't stop.
the spooky music again.
Driving Dad's Mustang, you know, manual transmission.
As in you had to get the clutch timing right?
Oh, just stop. We didn't get to wine o'clock yet. Let's do that next. That's on the... Yeah, here we go. All right. Oh, dear Lord. Lee Graham, please tell me I can get to Oakland on that Bay Bridge. Thank you, Caltrans. Thanks to you, I'll need a jug of it. I mean, at least the good thing about living in Chicago was they only had 6 months out of the year to, 4 or 5 months out of the year to do construction. And then it would be winter and they'd have to stop.
So they had two seasons, construction season and winter.
That's exactly what, yes, bingo. Good for you. All right, now you know. In honor of today being National Wine Day, you should partake. Let me see here. Top surprising facts about wine. As long as you cover it with a paper bag, no one will ever know you're drinking straight from the bottle. Is that gauche?
Yes, it's very gauche.
Who did I see doing that? It was on a television show. It was on a reality show. Yeah, and they were really calling it. Oh, it was one of the housewives. Yeah,
Duck Lip Dynasty, I call it.
Right. It's either a delicious alcoholic drink or what Tom Brady and the Patriots do when they get caught cheating. No, well, that's lame. It's fat-free, unlike most of the people who drink it. I'd love that one. Without it, your wife would have left you a long time ago. Top surprising facts about wine. Even though its wine cellar is still intact, the Titanic's most famous rack remains. Oh, the one on Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
Oh, now
I see
come
what
on.
They did there.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are scientists who dispute that a glass a day is good for you. They're just simply wrong. Let me see.
They're simply wrong.
They're just wrong.
Because what, you need like a bottle a day? What's the
well scientists?
Upshot of that?
There are scientists who stay the whole
red wine.
Yes.
Yes, I get it. The French with armpit hair. Yeah. No, that's not where we're going.
Morley Safer, rest in peace. He's the one that the French paradox. He's the one who did that story, by the way.
Oh, that's
God
a great
bless
story.
His soul.
Yeah, they eat the cheeses that are unpasteurized. They drink wine.
Doesn't it suck?
They look great.
Marlee Schaefer, one of my favorite journalists of all time from 60 Minutes, retired at 86, and they had his retirement celebration on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. He died on Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't. Oh.
Was that? No. Tuesday?
That fast?
Tuesday, Monday? Something like that.
Oh, I didn't
realize
he it was so
But
quick.
He had been sick, but so it's just sad. Let me see. California is the leading producer of Chardonnay grapes. They're velvety, golden in color, and won't shut up about Bernie Sanders.
Oh, that's how you know the grapes from California, huh?
Yeah. Red wine is better than white wine for concealing roofies, according to Bill Cosby. Oh, now.
Was there a taste test?
The sommelier is French for, I'm going to charge you $100 for this $2 chuck because I know you don't want to look like an ass in front of your date.
I never knew that's what it meant. It's good to know.
Now you know. Let's talk about attractive women. It's about time we got some good news for attractive women. They have it so hard, you know. So a new study out of the University of Chicago just proved what we all kind of suspect. Good-looking women make more than average or unattractive women. In fact, they make up to 20% more. Now, the good news is you can close this gap. The bad news is their advice for how to do it sounds like it's straight from the 1950s guide to being a career gal. The study found that when women were really well-groomed and well-dressed, it helped bump them up into the attractive salary range. That means you'd need to go and work every day, have your hair done, your eyebrows and nails done with nice-looking clothes.
I thought it was going to be more of the, what's the song from the Broadway song? Looks three, dance 10, looks three.
Don't know it.
Yeah.
Now, as for men, this study found that good-looking guys also make more than the average or unattractive men. But unfortunately for those other dudes, grooming doesn't always help make up that gap. Now, I don't think other guys look at other guys too much, unless you're coming in like a slob all the time. Oh, here's a fun fact. 20% of people would leave their significant other. If they won the lottery, they would dump their other half. Nice. All right, let's end with the good news. I've had enough. This is a great story. A dog in Oregon named Ollie was mysteriously paralyzed last week, and the family decided they had to put Ollie down. But before it was about to happen, a vet intern noticed Ollie had a tick behind his ear. They removed the tick, and 10 hours later, Ollie was back to normal. Some ticks have poison in their saliva and can cause paralysis over time, and although it's kind of rare, that's what happened.
Yay. When his mobility was just shot, like, and he was paralyzed, it's just weird seeing him just laying there on the floor, but knowing that I felt like he had so much more life in him. He's just been a really big part of our family.
Finally decided, you know, that they had reached their limit and that it was time to help him pass. Couldn't stand, he couldn't walk, couldn't urinate, couldn't defecate. And so they actually had instructions to go get his bladder emptied twice a day from their regular vet to see if he would improve. Anything from cancer to trauma, a fracture of a vertebrae or a spinal fracture, any one of these things could have caused similar signs.
It was in the room, like, about to get, you know, put to sleep, and, like, it was just pure grace that the people, like, found something and decided to just check it out further. The next morning, my mom opened the door and she said, look at your doggy. And he comes walking up to me right next to my face. I'm just barely awake and he's just smiling at me.
And that's the good news. Oh. And the dog lived all because of a tick.
Check
for ticks, right?
Oh, I'm so glad it has a happy ending.
It has a happy ending.
I'm so happy about that.
And I'm happy that tomorrow is Thursday, everybody. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is coming up next on KGO 810.